Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rustelli. Hello and welcome to the January 5th, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rustelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Joining us next on The Hemp Show, we have John Houston, the CEO of Kushla Life Sciences. Kushla is a cannabis manufacturer focused on driving the transition from traditional consumption methods to fast-acting edible, beverage, and oral ingested concentrates. John and his team combine science and technology with exceptional branding and innovative marketing strategy. John's 20-year background in cultivation allows him to bridge the gap between legacy cannabis industry professionals and the emerging business culture. Kushla was recently featured in Forbes magazine for its fast-acting React formulation, a base ingredient that allows any product manufacturer to create products that take effect within minutes. Thank you very much for being here, John, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys. I'm excited to be talking with you guys. Kushla is a cannabis manufacturing distribution company here in California. And we also have a hemp derived cannabinoid kind of separate company, but under the same kind of technologies and the same brand. What we are essentially is a formulations, a science and manufacturing company. We are focused on helping to make cannabinoids more available to the body through formulations and solving problems with taste, compatibility with water and things like that.
Excellent. So let's, if you don't mind, I'd love to dive directly into the Kushla Life Sciences React formulation from what it sounds like to me is it is a way of making cannabinoids more bioavailable by adding a specific ingredient, a carrier of sorts that will react and then ingest into the body better to help drive those cannabinoids into your system. Is that kind of a good high level? And then obviously I'd love to learn or get a little bit more specific about what it exactly is.
Yeah, that's a pretty good high level description. It's based on a technology called self-emulsifying drug delivery system. It is different than most nanoemulsions that you will find on the market in that it's not actually an emulsion until it comes in contact with water. It has a kind of a reaction with water, which is why we called it React. And it emulsifies into nanoparticles that are 30 to 50 nanometers in diameter. And it's also formulated to absorb into different parts of the digestive tract, immediately into mucosal membrane and then into the digestive tract. As far as we can tell, we don't have PK studies yet, or something we're working on, which would demonstrate and prove the mode of action. But from what we can tell, it is mostly absorbed, if not completely absorbed, by lymphatic system, bypassing the liver, which means that the cannabinoids are not converted into kind of other forms by liver enzymes that can have different effects. So what that means on a high level is that it is the feeling of it is much more vaping or smoking.
For an edible product, right? Which an edible product typically takes, a standard edible product, everybody said it's always like 30 to 45 minutes, low and slow, because you don't want that train wreck effect if you have two or three edibles within 15 minutes and then everything hits you all at once, at least from the THC edible side. Now, you said it doesn't convert in the bypasses the liver. Definitely no expert here, but my understanding was you take an edible, and I'm just going to use THC for example, just THC, your body then converts that, I believe, through liver enzymes into 11-hydroxy THC, yeah. And then, which is basically a different drug with a different effect. So, so therefore the REACT formula, when combined with a certain cannabinoid like CBD or THC, would then not have that. It would get ingested by, you said, the lymphatic system?
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. It absorbs immediately. You can feel the effects in 5 to 10 minutes, and it feels, just the quality of the experience feels much more vaping or smoking than a traditional edible.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
I'll show you the product. This is our CBD version, hemp-derived CBD version. It is just a jar of 1,000 milligrams of CBD. Each scoop is 25 milligrams. And I'll show you how it works here.
And that right there is a consumer good. That's a packaged consumer good. Yeah. Take my CBD scoop, put that into water or something that I'm going to ingest.
So there's a scoop inside the jar. It looks just like this. It's a quarter teaspoon. When mixed with water, it immediately
That's cool.
Dissolves.
For everybody that's listening right now, you took one of the scoops of the powdered CBD formula of REACT and just dropped it into some water, and now it's looks like it's dissolving pretty quickly.
Yeah, I use water just to demonstrate the taste, usually, because that's one of the problems that was very difficult for us to solve. Typically, nanoemulsions are limited in that they either taste incredibly bitter and have high bioavailability, rapid onset, or they taste acceptable, but they're more like a traditional edible. They'll take 45 minutes or an hour to take effect. We worked on that problem for 3 years and we were able to finally solve it. So the formulation, actually, you can see with no real agitation, it's completely dissolved and tastes slightly sweet, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, but very neutral in flavor.
Very cool. Now, question on the REACT formula. So that the package good you just pulled out there, like I said, that's for customers, consumers.
It is. It's direct to consumer, but we also sell it in cases to stores and distributors.
What about wholesale? What about other product formulators and manufacturers across the country? Do you sell it in bulk to them?
Yeah, I do. We do. That's how we started out. That's what our original business model was, is to partner with other brands and infuse power other brands with our formulations. And we developed this product over time in a retail product just by popular demand. People wanted, we were giving it to our friends to try out our formulations just in their raw kind of form. And everybody was like, you should come out with this just as a product by itself so that anybody can infuse anything.
Right. Now, the formulation, obviously that powder has the CBD directly in it. Is this a scenario where a manufacturer, and we'll say a CBD manufacturer in Colorado, has their own CBD distillate or isolate that they'd like to go ahead and convert to this more bioavailable format, that you then have the ingredients and the processes that they can utilize to do it for their own goods? Or is this a scenario where they purchase the formulation and the actual cannabinoid from you directly? Yep.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. So within California in the cannabis, the THC cannabis, we sell it as a finished formulation, including THC, through our manufacturing facility. In other states, we would license the technology. If a manufacturer in another state or a multi-state operator wants to use it in one of their products, we take the technology to them, send them the base ingredients to make the formulation, and give them an SOP to assemble it there in their own facility and under their license. For CBD and other hemp-derived cannabinoids, we can ship the formulation as a finished product. And to answer your question, yes, we can do toll processing if there's some kind of advantage to it for the manufacturer. If somebody wants a full spectrum extract turned into the formulation, we can absolutely encapsulate all of the terpenes and cannabinoids that other than CBD as well, and make it strain specific, farm specific, regional specific. So it's very, you know, versatile okay. That way. Yeah.
So just to summarize that, just to make sure I fully understood that, if it's THC, it's California only, unless another THC business would like to license the formulation, the process in another state. Yeah. And then if it's CBD, you can do their CBD if they'd like to. However, you can also sell that across state lines to anybody. And then I'm also guessing that you would license that as well, although it's not nearly as much of a need to license it because you can cross state lines with shipping.
Yep, that's right. It's typically less expensive for us to just make it and sell it to them as a kind of infused formulation. But sometimes companies want something very specific encapsulated. And so we have done that a couple of times.
Yeah, like their specific formulation that they need exact every time. And that's what you'd be doing. Okay. I don't know, you may not know this, but I actually have a edible line that I'm partner with out in Los Angeles, and been searching for something like this in California for a while now. So we'll talk after this. I'm going to need to get some test samples to go ahead and try out in our edibles.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. Yeah, we've been working with some of the biggest multi-state operators, and as well as a lot of small brands. We're really in kind of R&D phases with a lot of companies. I wanted to mention also that we have our CBD jars available, but we are in the next, you know, couple of weeks, we're also coming out with Delta 8, CBG, and CBN. And those will be individual jars and the idea is to put the power back into the consumer's hands so that the customer can make their own kind of ratios and find the ratio that works the best for them. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Excellent. So I've mentioned this before on the hemp show related to nano technology and kind of the absorption methods into the body. One of the issues that I've seen, at least at a retail level, is a lack of consumer education related to the actual bioavailability of the cannabinoids. As say someone going into a hemp shop and I see something is 100 milligrams, it doesn't necessarily mean that when I eat that, if I have that I'm going to get those 100 milligrams. I may get 20. Yet you see the exact same product for say a similar price that's 20 milligrams, yet it's got the nanotechnology. And if I was to eat that, I get all 20 milligrams. Have you seen any issues related to customer education with the nanotechnology?
I think people are starting to catch on and understand it more and more. It is, but yeah, absolutely. There is definitely that to overcome. Yeah.
It's going to be an ongoing battle, because obviously the legacy products, you're always going to have products that are not necessarily that bioavailable, and they're still sold in stores. Yet companies that are on kind of the forefront of technology and moving into that space, such as yourself, have a very effective product and can utilize every milligram of those cannabinoids to get that and achieve that desired effect within someone's body, which is great. But so that's wrapping up our time here. If you're interested in connecting with John and Kushla Life Sciences, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Kushla Wholesale store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you very much for joining us, John.
All right. Thanks for having me, Mark.
All right. Thank you. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Take care.
Cool.